Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Your personal finance goals are unique, so we're focused on you. Associated Bank's locally based wealth management relationship managers are dedicated to growing and preserving your assets. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership, member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Ed Curry, who's the certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Ed, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk a little bit about the current rate environment, the current market for mortgages. A report out this week from the Mortgage Bankers Association says applications to get loans for new homes is up 8% over the last week. People trying to get in before interest rates go up even further?
You know, that certainly would appear to be so, and I think some of that is true. We do have periods where when rates do move higher, and right now in the last 30 days, just looking at the standard 30-year fixed loan, they're up about 0.375%, which in the mortgage world is a big move over that time. A lot of that has to do with kind of expectations of what the Federal Reserve will do. But there are a number of people that want to lock in, want to apply before things, quote unquote, move higher. Of course, a lot of, perception from the public about rates moving higher is based on the notion that the Federal Reserve will soon raise rates. To be clear, that does not impact mortgage rates directly, meaning rates don't stay the same until the Fed raises rates. The market anticipates what the Fed will do, and the market moves rates before the Fed does anything, which is what we've seen here over the last 30 days. The market is recalibrating to a higher rate environment from the Federal Reserve and moving higher. So some of that has to do with the anticipation of rates moving higher, and also some of it's just based on we're back to it's after January 1st. We're in the spring market, and the market is very healthy right now.
Mm-hmm. Let's put the numbers in a little bit more context. Are these the highest rates we've seen in what, 2 years?
Yeah, I think March 2020 is what ballpark where the rate is now. Of course, that is the unofficial start of the pandemic, right? But prior to March 2020, rates had started to decline somewhere around November of 2019. They were at a high. They were already coming down. So we're back to essentially where the pandemic was. Historically, the 30-year fixed rate, average rate is around 3 3/8, so 3.5%. Those are still historically phenomenal rates.
Here's a question that you might want to look into your crystal ball to find the answer to, but I'll ask it anyway, and that is, with these higher mortgage rates, are we going to see home prices fall in response to that, or do you expect those prices to remain high?
You know, I still believe that we're going to see higher prices. Last year, on average, I think the United States appreciation was somewhere around 17%, and I still think we'll see positive appreciation. Now, will that be 17 to 20%? Probably not. We'll probably see somewhere nationally in the 5 to 10% range of improvement, but still a really good appreciation clip, and that's really supported by the same things that have really pushed big numbers the last couple of years, which is the lack of supply and higher demand. Historically, over the years, I've seen that higher interest rates is not really the catalyst that pushes the market lower from a housing price perspective. Other things like the poor economy, lack of employment, stock market sell-off when people are perceived that they're less wealthy, less confident about their jobs moving forward. These are really the things that I think get humans to pause on making decisions to move and buy a home. At the end of the day, people have children. They need bigger spaces. They change jobs. They need a house in a different area. So all these things will continue to move on.
I saw one analysis that said we might start to see the home market and the mortgage market start to look more normal, whatever that means. But perhaps the bidding wars are not going to be here anymore. Things are going to maybe settle down in the general market. Is that something you would agree with or no?
I think that does make sense. You know, anecdotally, you hear about some crazy stories nationally where in some areas people are, overbidding 10-20% for homes sight unseen and taking out insurance if the gap insurance, as they call it, for home prices, if the appraisal doesn't come in to match the appraisal to ensure that, you know, that the buyer's not going to back out. So, yes, all sorts of frenzied activity, I think that will tamper down, but it'll still go back to kind of a more strong market, which is there'll still be multiple offers. Sellers are still going to take cash offers before offers with financing. So all those things will come back, but I think it'll still be a very strong year.
We saw last year a lot of people complaining that the amount of homes available was so hot. The supply was limited. There's a new report out that says home construction was up in December and that housing starts permits for future activity up about 9%. Is that something good for the market?
It is. I mean, ultimately, we in the United States, we need to build more homes to create more supply. Of course, building a home, it takes a long time relative to just purchasing an existing home. And of course, the supply chain issues that we've had, the prices, lumber prices, steel prices, all those things have really contributed to the inability for builders to build houses quickly. So it will take some time, a handful of years here, 2 or 3 years for maybe the market to get back in balance, but it will get there. But home building, certainly, that's where we need the market to come back in into balance for both supply and demand.
If you had to make a prediction, and I know you sometimes do, you do make predictions on interest rates, where you think mortgage rates are going to be through the year. What would you say the housing market is going to look like in the Chicago area this year?
Yeah, I think it will mirror what it is nationally, but on just more of a subtle basis. Unfortunately, Chicago, Illinois does have the challenges of outflow. I think it was last year the second largest number of net loss people leaving versus coming to the state. So there's less of a benefit, if you will, from these demand side of housing. But there's still a lack of supply and still people wanting to live in the great city of Chicago. So, if we were to say, 5-10% nationally, I would probably think Chicago would be more in the 3-7% increase. We're seeing value really for some of the markets for people that houses have been sitting a while, condos have been sitting a while, that those prices are coming down, and seeing a lot of first-time home buyers make bids on those and purchase those to eat up some of that supply.
Ed, we've been talking a lot about people buying homes and getting mortgages to make those purchases. What about refinancing? As we talk about mortgage rates going up, is it too late to get in on the refinance and get a good deal on a refinance?
It is not. There's still millions of people that would benefit from a lower rate on a refinance. And that happens with every cycle, right? I mean, you could argue that, this latest refinance cycle has been 2 years now, where with rates dropping from the end of 2019 to really increasing now to, as you said earlier, highest rates since March of 2020. So there's still millions of people out there that have higher rates than where the current rates are. But for the most part, refinancing for a lower interest rates is very little benefit for most people right now. So that doesn't mean there's not other benefits of refinancing, and housing prices, as we discussed, have moved higher over the last couple of years. So people have more equity in their homes. So what we're going to probably see as rates hang out at these higher levels here, probably for another year and a half possibly, is you're going to see people refinancing to pull cash out of their home, maybe to consolidate debt, maybe to do home improvements, and also for people who have PMI or mortgage insurance. Maybe they put 5-10% down when they purchased their home over the last couple of years. They may have seen some appreciation where they can now refinance their home, get a higher appraisal, and have that 20% equity just based on that new appraisal to allow them to drop the PMI, and they'll have some savings there.
Yeah, you've talked about the construction part of this. I mean, that's one of your areas of expertise, top areas of expertise. People still have this feeling like they want to maybe change where they're living, add a room, do something in terms of adding more space because they've been cramped up at home with pandemic rules. Are people still thinking about doing that with construction loans?
They are. You know, there, I do have a number of conversations with clients weekly about needing not just one office, but two offices in home because, you know, both people, both parents are working from home. And the buyers are different today than they were 10, 20 years ago. People, when they purchase a home, they still want to make some improvements to it. You know, the idea of a quote-unquote turnkey home, you could almost say really doesn't exist. Some people want to change something, and, you know, whether it's the color of the cabins, maybe the kitchen cabinets are fully functional, but they want to go dark to light or light to dark or make some changes to the master bathroom or some of these other things internally, there's always something that somebody wants to do. So that you know, really creates some opportunity. The construction loan creates some opportunity for people to purchase their home, have everything they want all at the same time.
All right, Ed, informative conversation. Thank you. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Thank you, Steve. Just shoot me an email. Email address is ed.currie@associatedbank.com. That's ed.currie@associatedbank.com.
Appreciate it, Ed. We'll see you next time.
Take care. Thanks, Steve.